This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Today, we have one of our corporate partners joining us to talk about something that's critically important and we're seeing, unfortunately, more of, and that is depression among adolescents. He is Dr. Adrian Flores. He is the executive director of the Houston Behavioral Healthcare Hospital. Dr. Flores, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo, for the opportunity.
Absolutely. We know we have a lot of parents out there who are watching and are already thinking about summer and what it means for them as parents. And unfortunately, across the country, especially during COVID, we have seen more young people who are susceptible to suicide, depression, and parents are trying to find ways to cope, but often feel that perhaps they don't have the resources. So talk to us about this and what parents can do to know the signs of depression.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Murillo. It's very important for us here at Houston Behavioral to do one thing. We want to send the message that mental health is health. And in the adolescent world, especially with the time of the year right now where they're going into summer vacation, they become vulnerable to various things. Number one, the loss of structure. You know, adolescents strive, they are wonderful at structure. Once they do not have structure, then different things can happen. They leave school, they're at home, and now you get them abundantly available for social media. We lose the physical connection with each other because now everything is either on the cell phone texting. And we start to notice on those types of situations that adolescents will start doing one of two things as signs or symptoms of a depressive state. They start to retract. They start to withdraw from family events. They also lose appetite. They lose sleep or changes in their patterns. They also can evolve into showing more signs of sadness and depression to the point where they have intrusive thoughts and can also express either self-harm, suicidal ideation. Okay. And those are the things that parents need to know how to identify when they occur to be able to step in at the right time and do something about it.
And know that there are many resources for people who may not have insurance, people who have insurance, and that we need to step away from the stigma, the taboo of depression, and that in fact, like any other illness or disease, that there are things that are available, whether it's talking to a counselor, talking to someone at your school, going there to you all, or also in some cases, introducing some type of treatment, whatever that may be. And I want you to just address, if you would, if you have found that in some cases, this is passed on from, is generational depression, like is it carried on from one parent or sibling or what have you?
Right. So there is research behind the genetics of mental illness. That doesn't mean that it's an immediate, this person has it, the next person has it as well. But there are linkage to family lineage with suicide, with, you know, depression, anxiety. So it's important to recognize, and us as parents, to know that if we've gone through a similar situation ourselves, then we must be able to identify and be okay with identifying those types of signs and symptoms in our own children, because yes, there is a link.
And you also mentioned over-communicating with your adolescent and finding out who they're talking to and what they are doing. And of course, the last thing perhaps they want to do is talk to their parents about it, but provide some tools and resources for these parents.
So a couple of things. Don't be afraid to ask questions to your adolescent. Have open discussions. And you'll be very amazed on how adolescents will open up once you have that connection and they feel they're in a safe place. So number one, create a safe place for the conversation to occur. Number two, use questions that will allow the adolescent to start answering without feeling threatened or being intrusive in their own lives. Because as an adolescent myself, I always wanted my own privacy. But also, if you feel that your adolescent is having these types of situations and don't know what to do, so there are things that you can do. We have gone to different schools in the city of Houston, Cyfair, Katy, spoken to their counselors and provided them with resources like our PHP and IOP program. That there is a daily activity. They come to us in our hospital. We assess them. If we see that the need for them to use tools or learn coping skills is there, then we would ask them to come every day. We prepare them to get back into the world by using the right kind of tools. And we won't know exactly what they are until they come to us and we can start applying them. We have our program here called Delta at Houston Behavioral. It's as easy as a phone call. It's 832-834-7710. We have an email, which is simple, delta@houstonbehavioralhealth.com. Email us, call us, ask us questions. We want to be the resource of education. And no question out there is a silly question or a wrong question. What is wrong is not understanding that mental health is health.
Dr. Flores, to you and everyone at Houston Behavioral Health Hospital, thank you for joining us. And again, parents, please reach out, find support. You're not alone. Thank you.
You're not alone. Thank you, Doctora.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.